Gemara Simin Tov Kuf Mem Hei Sifches Mechaber says Im Nahag Shiva Upagabo Haregel. If you had sat Shiva or in the middle of Shiva and then the Yantif arrives Mavatu Menogzer Shloshim. So since you've already sat Shiva, now Yantif gets rid of Shloshim. Afilu Chal Yom Shiva Be'erev Haregel. Even if it is the seventh day of Shiva is Erev Yantif Mutar L'Saper L'Chabes Be'erev Haregel. You're allowed to get a haircut and wash your clothes, etc., do all the nihugim, which are prohibited during Shloshim, you're allowed to do that on Erev Yantif. The Mechaber explains, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the reason is because we have a rule, Mixas Hayom Kekula, when it comes to Avelis. And therefore, once the seventh day in the morning begins, Shiva ends. So therefore, the beginning of the seventh day counts towards Shiva, and then we already consider it to be the eighth day, which is the beginning of Shloshim. However, once you have the beginning of Shloshim, that one day of Shloshim, then Yantif is going to get rid of the rest of Shloshim. And even that day, you're allowed to shave and wash your clothes, etc., because of Kavod Yantif. So even though Shloshim doesn't really end until the Yantif is actually Mevatel it, we allow you on the Erev Regel to do whatever preparations you would normally do for Yantif. So too, for those that are knowing not to wash during Shloshim, you'd be allowed to wash your body Erev HaRegel. You're allowed to do so before nightfall. The Mishnah Berurah says it has to still be close to nightfall so that it's obvious that it's being done for Kavod HaRegel and not to be done in the morning. This is true by most Yamim Tovim, says Mishnah Berurah, but when it comes to Erev Pesach, then you'd be allowed to, after Chatzos, do anything. You don't need to wait till later, because that time is considered to be a Yantif unto itself, and therefore you're allowed to wash after Chatzos, etc. Shaving, however, would be allowed even before Chatzos, because after Chatzos you're no longer allowed to shave, because it's considered to be a Yantif Erev Pesach with an Isser Malacha. The Mechaber continues, Ein tzarich lomer im chal yom shmini lios b'shabbos erev haregel shemutar l'saper erev shabbos. For sure, if the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, which is Erev Yantif, then you'd be allowed to shave, etc., on Erev Shabbos. Im lo gilach b'erev haregel, if you did not shave on Erev Yantif, mutar galeach acha haregel, shereg farnes batu menog zer shloshim. The Yantif gets rid of the Shloshim, and there'd be no longer Nihugim of Shloshim. Aval b'tocha haregel lo yigaleach, however, on Chol HaMoed, you would not be allowed to shave, Kevin Shai Efshar Lugaleach Kodem HaRegel. Since you were allowed to shave Erev Yantif and you chose not to, you're no longer allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed itself. Im Chal Yom Shiva Shalo B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel, if the seventh day of Shiva falls out on Shabbos, which is Erev Yantif, Mutar Lugaleach B'Chol HaMoed, then you'd be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, Kevin Shai Efshar Lugaleach Kodem, because you couldn't shave before Yantif, because the only time you would have been able to shave is Erev Shabbos, which would have still been the sixth day of Shiva, and you're not allowed to shave during Shiva, and therefore you would not be allowed to shave before, so we would allow you to shave on Chol HaMoed instead. Siv Tez, Hadar Rogam Vatal Gzer Shloshim. When do we say that Yantif gets rid of Shloshim? Bashar Mesim. That is only true by other relatives. Av the Imo Shasra Lasapra, Chigarbo Chaverav, Filu Pagabo Haregel Achar Shloshim Yom Einam Avatel. However, when it comes to your mother and father, where you're not allowed to shave even after Shloshim, the din by your mother and father of not shaving or getting a haircut, etc., is actually until people tell you that you no longer look appropriate. It has nothing to do with Shloshim. Therefore, even after Shloshim, if the regal comes but you still look presentable, you would not be allowed to shave. But obviously, says the Mishnah Berurah, if your friends tell you, hey, you don't look good, then you'd be allowed to shave on the end of Shloshim. So that would be the case over here as well. Sif Yud, Im Chalach Mimeha Avelus Chutz Me'ashvi Ba'erev HaRegel, Mutar L'Chabes. If one of the days of Avelus besides Shiva falls out on Erev Yantif, you'd be allowed to wash your clothes, but you can't wear them until the night. But you should wait until after Chatzos so that it's obvious what you're washing for. Your clothes for, but you wouldn't be allowed to actually wash your body until nightfall.